first of all, let's start with what is your musical background?
Well, I was a guitar player, basically starting as a kid. That was my main instrument. And I played professionally for about 10 or 15 years. And I played all different kinds of music, from jazz to rock and classical and different kinds of things, but mostly contemporary music. I played at a club called the Baked Potato in the San Fernando Valley for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more of a jazz gig there. I don't know, about 8 years ago, I started getting into composing, you know, for orchestras, and started getting some computers and synthesizers and things like that, and teaching myself how to write for orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, with the technology we have now with the computers and samples, which are sort of, they're basically like if you took a violin and you recorded a note, and then you assign that to a keyboard and you can play things back. So it's great for learning how to write for an orchestra without maybe having to have one right there. And then from there, I started to actually apply my skills to real groups. And, you know, that's kind of how basically what my background has been up till now.
Okay. So what first inspired you to write trailer music?
A couple friends of mine started a company called X-Ray Dog Music.
Mm-hmm.
And right from the beginning, this is about 7 or 8 years ago, I just started writing for them because I was learning I was already teaching myself how to write. It was just a great way for me to start applying some of my things that I was writing to, you know, a practical purpose, which, you know, is for the trailers. I didn't go out and try to write trailers.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of, you know, came up, and it's been a lot of fun. I learned a lot. Learned a lot about, you know, production and you know, I think the trailers and working with X-Ray Dog has been a great way for me to learn and try things out and basically be able to hear the results and make a good living.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are the considerations that actually go into writing music for a trailer?
Well, I think trailer music needs to be, usually it's pretty short, you know, a film score or a record, you know, you might have pieces that go 5 or 10 minutes. Trailers tend to be pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get to the point pretty quick. I tend to try to keep it pretty locked into whatever is going on, so it doesn't change gears in the middle of the piece. It's pretty driving music most of the time, and I use a lot of choir and drums and mm-hmm. with the orchestra to keep it driving. And then big endings, sometimes false endings, and then a couple seconds of space, and then like smack back into the music just for one last hurrah. So yeah, it's something that you just kind of learn as you go along. I think people sometimes ask me that are getting into it what to do, and they bring me pieces, and I listen, and they have great ideas, and I think it's just kind of honing in the form a little bit so that it's a little more direct.
Okay. All right, so now do you consult with the actual composer of the movie to get a proper feel for the trailer music?
No. Usually, the way trailers work, a lot of times the movie isn't even, you know, finished.
Mm-hmm.
They have just some, a lot of times, they have some initial footage and ideas, and the composer's usually sometimes not even hired yet. And sometimes they're just busy starting to work on the film. The music for the film might be completely different than for the trailer.
Okay.
Because the trailer needs to kind of grab you, and it's a different setting, basically. When you're watching a 2 minute or a 1 minute or a 50 second thing, it needs to, like I said earlier, just kind of jump out and grab you right away. Sometimes film scores tend to be more underscore, and it's going to the picture. And when they edit the trailer, they're editing different things and kind of putting them together in a different way. So it needs to be, it's just a different approach.
Okay. All right. So, you've just released an album called Subconscious. It's a fantastic album, I just want to say.
Oh, thanks.
And so what inspired Subconscious?
I just wanted to do something different. My musical background up till now has been coming from a lot of things, from jazz and rock and classical and film music, and I just wanted to kind of put them together in a unique way for me. So it's not trailer music necessarily, although there is cinematic elements there, but I think the album is designed to be kind of a journey that is a little more personal, and it's a kind of a mellow album, I think, because when I listen to albums, a lot of times I like to put on music when I'm not working that's just nice for the back, to kind of create a nice mood that's not too jarring or intense. And so I kind of tried to stick with that idea through the album. But there is moments that build up, and there's different levels of energy there. But it's got a lot of different elements in it. Like I said, just kind of a journey.
Mm-hmm. Is this why you sort of chose the name Subconscious? Sort of have it have the music sort of subconsciously there?
Yeah. I thought that was a good... I didn't sit there and think about it too long. It just kind of popped up. And I thought it was a good name for what the music is, you know, what it does for me. I think if you listen to it, you can kind of get... It kind of wraps around you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Now, you have some very interesting pieces on here, but the one that struck me the most was the Ave Maria. And so what is, there are so many different versions of Ave Maria out there. What made you decide to have you sort of Chris Field's Ave Maria?
I write for choirs different times for different reasons, and I wanted to actually have them sing something that meant something. A lot of times when I'm working on films, I actually don't want the lyrics to sound like they're saying anything. So
mm-hmm.
But for the album, I wanted it to kind of mean something a little more. And yeah, I've always, you know, in the classical tradition, you know, Schubert and Bach and several, you know, many composers have used the text to write music to. I think also, you know, my mother was kind of religious, and she was into Mary, you know, and I just, maybe subconsciously there, I just felt like it was a little tribute to my mother. And also another thing that kind of came up when I was working on that was the whole 9/11 thing.
Oh, yes.
Was happening. I think originally I was going to have a kind of a Middle Eastern kind of religious chant going on during that piece.
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided not to do that because I just didn't think the music needed it. But I think if you listen to the music, you can kind of still get a little bit of that underneath it. That kind of, there's a little bit of tension there. And I was just thinking almost kind of like, sort of like a clash between two worlds, you know, going on. It's got a little bit of intensity there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of what's behind that piece.
Okay. You have some very interesting track titles here as well. There's Five, there's DNA, and you know, of course, obviously Subconscious. Where do you come up with your track titles?
Usually they come from the music. Like Five, for instance, is... The music itself is in a 5/4 meter.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a cool name, you know, just sounded pretty simple. I try to keep most of the titles one word or just one thing. I didn't want them to be too long. I just thought that looked good. Subconscious is one word. Ave Maria is two words, but it's kind of one word to me.
Right.
So that was also kind of behind that, too, to keep everything real simple. DNA, I thought there's one part that the keyboard's playing that it's four notes that keep repeating, and I thought that was sort of, it reminded me sort of like of DNA of, you know, a person.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a little strand that goes through the whole piece. Pretty much stays throughout. And it seemed like it had kind of that picture to me in my head. But that was something that it kind of came up with after I was working on the music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So now I noticed that that the music is orchestrated and conducted by Jeff Marsh. How closely do you work with your orchestrator and conductor on a project like this?
On that album. We did strings and choir.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the music was recorded in different places, the drums and guitar. I played guitars, and so there's a lot of different elements there. I tend to write all the parts. They're pretty complete.
Mm-hmm.
And the orchestrator will, because he's also the conductor, so we'll talk about, you know, things that we might want to change there, but we try things out and see how they go. He works on getting it basically onto paper, so that the musicians can see it on the notes on the paper, and then we just go record it.